Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, as you heard there in the news headlines, a vigil has taken place to show solidarity and support to the family of a 21-year-old student who is seeking to have the 6.5-year sentence imposed on his killer appealed. Joe Drennan from Mount Rath in County Leash was a fourth-year journalism student at the University of Limerick when he was killed in a hit-and-run incident in October 2023 after being struck by a car while standing at a bus stop in Castle Troy. The driver of the car, Kieran Fogarty, also 21, was jailed last week at Limerick Circuit Court after pleading guilty to dangerous driving causing the death of Mr Drennan and failing to offer any assistance to the student as he lay dying under the accused man's car. The 6.5-year sentence imposed on him runs concurrent to another 8-year sentence which was imposed for a number of firearm offences including a drive-by shooting in June 2023. Both crimes were committed when Fogarty was on bail and banned from driving. Well, shortly before coming on air, I spoke to Joe's mother Marguerite and I began by asking her about a description that Joe's sister Sarah, who spoke to Oliver Callan earlier this week, made when she described Joe as their beautiful boy.
Oh, he was our beautiful boy. He was amazing. He was full of beans and full of all the energies in the world. He was just an amazing boy.
He was the baby of the family, is that right?
He was, yeah. He was the baby. Just 21, 2 weeks.
So he came the seventh of all your children. And was he, you know, the way sometimes babies in the family are treated as babies in the family by the whole family? Was that the way Joe was? Did everyone dote on him?
Everyone doted on him. Everybody doted on him. And everybody in the parish, everybody everywhere doted on Joe. He was just an amazing character, and he was just so full of beans, like, you know, just really, really full of everything. Yeah,
he was a very talented journalism student at the University of Limerick. Did he always want to do journalism, or was he always leaning that way?
No, he wanted to do midwifery first, and then his friend Maeve said that there'd be too much blood involved. So that was the end of that. And then he went on to journalism, and he just excelled at journalism. He just excelled.
I know from just reading about him and hearing people talk about him, he had a very strong sense of justice. Is that right?
Oh, very strong, trend, very strong. He was so for the marginalised communities and all that, yeah.
And he worked hard as well to get himself through college.
Oh, he did, yeah, he did. He worked in Lacachino, and he was just back from Berlin a couple of weeks, and he went down to Limerick. His sister drove him down to Limerick, and he went into Lacachino and he got his job back and two coffees. So, yeah.
So he was that's a restaurant he was working in just to pay his way really while he was going.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, pay his way, yeah.
We might go back to that night, Marguerite, in October 2023, and you were actually away, were you, on the night that he was killed?
Yeah, we were in Lanzarote, and we got the phone call to say Joe had died in a traffic collision. Oh my God, our hearts left us. Our hearts left us.
You were over there on holiday, and it was your daughter who called you?
Yeah, our daughter called us, yeah. She had been taken out of the house by a squad car and taken down to Limerick on her own. And she had to make the whole travel down to Limerick. And it's just dreadful.
And I can't imagine for her having to make that phone call or for you having to get that phone call. What did she say to you?
Oh, no. She says, ma'am, you need to come home. And I said, why? And she said, Joe has been in a traffic collision in Limerick and he's dead.
And did you know at that stage anything more about how he'd been killed?
No, we didn't know. We didn't know until 2 days after that there was it was a hit and run. And and then we found out then it was a known criminal and all that then, yeah.
So you get that news from your daughter and then you have to book flights?
Yeah, we had to book flights then. Our son, Kieran, booked the flights then. And it was just unbelievable, unbelievable. We actually packed up and we went out to the airport that night, but then we had to come back because the airport was closed.
Your first instinct was obviously get home now.
Yeah, get home now. Yeah, yeah.
So you had to wait.
Yeah.
You had to wait until the next day.
We had to wait until 12 o'clock the next day.
And when you got home then to Ireland, were you able to see him?
No, I wasn't able to see him for 2 days because at that stage he was taken for a PM. And I just took that on the chin and I said, right, okay. Sure, if it needs to be this way, it needs to be this way. And I didn't see him for 2 days till he came home, actually.
And how did you cope, Marguerite, with all that?
Oh my God, it was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. First of all, it was a bit of disbelief, you know, because I didn't see Joe. And then... and it soon set in then. That was real. Yeah, real.
So you see your beautiful son and he's dead now after this horrific accident. And then you get the details. Can you tell me what you thought when you got the details of what had actually happened? And maybe you might tell us what had actually happened.
Oh yeah, he left his shift in the restaurant where he was working and he walked up to the bus stop. The bus stop is just around the corner. And he was standing at the bus stop and the car came down, broke red light, came down doing 122 miles, 22 kilometres an hour and hit him. And he was pinned under the car because the guards came up the road after and they never noticed Joe. You know, they never seen Joe under the car. And so he died all alone.
The driver of the car, Kieran Fogarty, left the scene.
Yeah, left the scene, yeah. Yeah, he did, yeah. And he waited 14 seconds to wipe down the car. But they were able to get a piece of his DNA from the side airbag.
And I imagine the thoughts of Joe pinned under the car.
Oh, that haunts us. It haunts us. It's just unbelievable. Haunts us.
It's not that long ago, Marguerite, that all this happened, October 2023. What has the year been like since then?
Oh my gosh, it's been absolutely unbelievable. Unbelievable. Like, we had his graduation back we had his graduation and it's just dreadful. Dreadful year.
So the rest of his class graduated. He would have graduated.
Yeah, he would have graduated, yeah.
And I imagine he was very excited about moving forward, having his career in journalism.
Oh, yeah, he was so excited. And he was after getting a job with a magazine in Berlin. And, and he was working for Gay Community News as well, and which he was very passionate about. He was very passionate about that. And, just unbelievable.
I think he landed his first cover story with Gay Community News, the magazine, just before his death, but he didn't get to see that.
He didn't get to see it, no. He never got to see it. No, he did not.
So in that year then, when you have to watch his graduation come and go and you're waiting for the court case, how important has the community been, or what has helped you get through it?
Oh, the community, or like Camras community, Mount Track community, from our community, everybody is after being behind us so well. And it's just so heart-wrenching. It's just dreadful.
Can you talk to me then a little bit about what happened in court? So the judge said, just for listeners who may not have followed this story this week, he said he gave a 6.5-year sentence to Kieran Fogarty, the person who hit Joe. And he said that would be a consecutive sentence because he was getting another 8-year sentence imposed on him for firearm offences. During a drive-by shooting that had actually happened before this in June 2023. So if he had got a consecutive sentence, he deserved the 8 years and then he deserved the 6.5 years. And that's what he heard. But then he clarified, the judge, he meant to say concurrent, which meant those two sentences are running together.
Joe had absolutely nothing got to do with criminality world. He had nothing got to do with it. He had absolutely nothing got to do with criminality. And it was just such a kick in the teeth for him to be mixed up in it when he's dead.
You're obviously very unhappy with the sentence, and I think a lot of people would understand your feelings.
Oh yeah, we're very
that.
Unhappy with it, yeah. You know, we're down here in Limerick at the moment. They have a vigil going on here today for Joe and justice for Joe. And it's so warm. The feeling is so warm.
The feeling is warm, you're saying, because the support you're getting from the community, the people are saying.
Community in Limerick, okay. And there's actually a walk in Mantrat on Sunday. A walk in Mantrat on Sunday at 1 o'clock.
So you want his memory alive and you want justice and you don't believe that the sentence is justice?
Oh no, the sentence is not justice, no. No way. No way. Not justice at all.
What would you like to see happen here? You want the DPP to appeal, Marguerite?
Oh yeah, we want the DPP to appeal, yeah. And he needs to serve time for Joe. He needs to serve time for Joe. Absolutely.
So that is the fight that's underway at the moment for you and your family.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. And we're fighting. We really are fighting. Yeah.
How do you see the next couple of years going? Or can you think that far ahead?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about the next few years. There's a lot of writing competitions in Joe's memory. Gay Community News has won. The Irish Times has won. Leash Pride has won. There's loads of different awards in his name. But he should be here. He should be here. You know?
Marguerite, I'm so, so sorry for your loss. And thank you so much for joining us to remember Joe.